the Ganges divides into four branches, each of which gushes in a different direction, east, west, north, and south. These branches, known by the names Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu, and Bhadra, flow down to the ocean.
Sita tu brahma sadanat kesara chaladi giri shikarebhyo to radha prasravanti gandamadana murdasu patitava antarena padarashvavarsham pracham tishi Shara-samudram abhi-pravishyati.
The branch of the Ganges, known as the Sita, flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru, and from there it runs down to the nearby peaks of the Kesarachala mountains, which stand almost as high as Mount Meru itself. These mountains are like a bunch of filaments around Mount Meru. From the Kesarachala mountains, the Ganges falls to the peak of Gandamadana mountain and then flows into the land of Bhadrashva Varsha. Finally, it reaches the ocean of salt water in the west.
Evam malaya vach chikran nishpatanti tato anuparata vega ketu malam abhichakshu pratichyam dishi saritpatim pravishyati.
The branch of the Ganges, known as Chakshu, falls onto the summit of Malyavan mountain, and from there cascades into the land of Ketumala Varsha. The Ganges flows incessantly through Ketumala Varsha, and in this way also reaches the ocean of salt water in the west.
Badara Chotarato Meru Shiraso Nipatita Girishikarat Girishikaram Atihaya Shringvataha Shringat Avasya Andya Andamana Uttarangstu Kurun Abhita Udichyam Dishi Jaladim Abhi Pravishyati.
The branch of the Ganges, known as Bhadra, flows from the northern side of Mount Meru. Its waters fall into the peaks of Kumuda Mountain, Mount Nila, Shweta Mountain, and Shringavan Mountain in succession. Then it runs down into the province of Kuru, and after crossing through that land, flows into the saltwater ocean in the north. Text 9. Unfortunately, it's only partially on the board.
Tathaivalakananda dakshinena brahma sadanat bahuni kiri kutani atikramya hema kutat daima kutani ati rabasatra ranghasa Lutayanti Bharatam Abhi Varsham Dakshinasyam Dishi Jaladim Abhi Pravishyati Yasyam Snanartham Chagachataha Punsa Pade Pade Ashwamedha Rajasuyadinam Phalam Nadurlabham Iti.
Translation. Similarly, the branch of the Ganges, known as Alakananda, flows from the southern side of Brahmapuri, Brahmasadana, passing over the tops of mountains in various lands. It falls down with fierce force upon the peaks of the mountains Hemakut and Himakut. After inundating the tops of those mountains, the Ganges falls down onto the tract of land known as Bharatavarsha, which she also inundates. Then the Ganges flows into the ocean of salt water in the south. Persons who come to bathe in this river are fortunate. It is not very difficult for them to achieve with every step the results of performing great sacrifices like the Rajasuya and Ashwamedha yagyas. Purport. The place where the Ganges flows into the salt water of the Bay of Bengal is still known as Ganga Sagar, or the meeting place of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal. On Makara Sankranti, in the month of January, February, thousands of people still go there to bathe, hoping to be liberated. That they can actually be liberated in this way is confirmed herein. For those who bathe in the Ganges at any time, the results of great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha and Rajasuya yagyas are not at all difficult to achieve. Most people in India are still inclined to bathe in the Ganges, and there are many places where they can do so. At Prayag, Allahabad, many thousands of people gather during the month of January to bathe in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. Afterward, many of them go to the confluence of the Bay of Bengal and the Ganges to take bath there. Thus, it is a special facility for all the people of India that they can bathe in the water of the Ganges at so many places of pilgrimage. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuruna Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions a verse, Arche Shiladir Vishnu. that one who thinks that the deity of Lord Vishnu, the Shalagram Shila, is an ordinary stone, one who thinks that the Guru is an ordinary person, one who thinks that the Vaishnav belongs to a certain caste or community, one who thinks that the Ganga is ordinary water, his mentality is hellish. Prabhupada says it in a different way elsewhere. He says he's a resident of hell. Naraki saha, naraki. He's a resident of hell. Like we say, Brijabasi, this is naraki. So, we're learning today the description of the river Ganga, how it is flowing, more or less throughout the entire universe, and how it's not an ordinary river. The water is not ordinary. It is special. The deity of Lord Vishnu is special. The Guru is not an ordinary person. The Vaishnav does not belong to any community that his body may actually come from. And the river Ganga is not ordinary water. It's not an ordinary river. Why is that? Because it has the power to purify. The last verse mentioned that one attains the benefit of performing Rajasuya and Ashwamedha Yajna. It's a very difficult awards to obtain. They're not easy. The performance of these sacrifices is not easy. And the reward is very powerful, very substantial. And this can be gotten just by bathing in the Ganga. This is the significance here. It has to be understood. Now, because we're habituated to the bodily concept of life, we try to evaluate, measure the benefit of something in a material point of view. Am I wealthier? Am I healthier? Do I have some kind of power? The measure of the Ganga, its power, its potency, is not to be found in these ways. The measure of the potency of the Ganga is its spiritual potency. That means it's not material. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundarji Ki Jai. So, we're learning this in the fifth canto. Why is that? Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is so designed, so constructed, that Prabhupada mentioned in the preface of the Srimad Bhagavatam that by a careful step-by-step reading, one will become fully God-realized by the end of the ninth canto. So, this has come in the fifth canto because the student of the Srimad Bhagavatam is supposed to have gained some purification by now, that he can begin to appreciate spiritual subject matter. He has overcome this conditioning of seeing everything materially, and he can appreciate when a description is given of this fantastic universe, and how this arrangement of the Lord, it's purifying each and every planetary system. The north, the east, the west, and the south. Everywhere, every direction. So, the idea is that we begin to appreciate the wonderful arrangement of the Lord. Not just material arrangement, but spiritual. And we can actually, if one evaluates this from a scientific, unbiased point of view, we can see that the people who are living on the banks of the river Ganga are very, very pious. That is a fact. Just because of the contact with this spiritual water, just because of that. And it is by divine arrangement when Lord Vamana pierced the shell of the universe, allowing the causal ocean, the water from the causal ocean, to come in the form of the Ganga. He did it by design. So that living entities like us can take advantage. This is all the wonderful arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada, Tribhuvanath Prabhu, was telling, he told this to many people in classes often. Nice senior devotee of Srila Prabhupada, now passed away. He would tell this again and again. He said, Srila Prabhupada said that it may be possible that you understand everything about Krishna. It may be. But there's one thing you'll never understand, is how merciful he is. So this arrangement of the Lord is his mercy. He has made material arrangement for everyone's material needs of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And he has also made spiritual arrangements. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate. So this word prakriti means both material and spiritual. This prakriti that adhyakshena, that Krishna says is acting under my supervision, is both material and spiritual, not just material. So Krishna arranges not just for the planetary systems, but also for the spiritual need of the living entity. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata. So by prasad, by the, that's a very interesting word, this word prasad. We normally associate the word prasad only with, in the form of food, something we eat, offered to Krishna. But actually everything, every arrangement of Krishna is prasad. This is, it's his mercy. He is blessing us. This Ganga is Krishna's prasad. The deity is Krishna's prasad. The Vaishnav is Krishna's prasad. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it specifically says that pure devotional service is Krishna's prasad. That's, so when we have this understanding, then we can overcome our material conditioning. Because if you think about it, from a material point of view, prasad looks like food. You can't see any difference. There is an apple from the altar and there's an apple in the market. What's the difference? So materially there is no perceptible difference. But spiritually there is an ocean of difference. So this difference is measured, as I was saying earlier, it's a spiritual quality. So how can we understand spiritual quality? So that's Vairagya Vidya, the ability to become detached from material life and to have transcendental knowledge. So when we can have Krishna's prasad, when we take advantage of the Ganga, when we take advantage of the deity, we become spiritually realized. We develop detachment from material life and we gain transcendental knowledge just by that spiritual contact. So the significance of the Ganga is that you will develop pure devotional service. That's the ultimate benediction given by all these arrangements of the Lord, including the Ganga, that the living entity can take to pure devotional service. So this brings to mind, if the Ganga is so glorious in allowing people to become purified, how much more glorious is Srila Prabhupada? I mean, it's something to think about. A river is glorious because it is purifying everybody gradually. But the association of Srila Prabhupada, he has... It's fair to say that we do not know who he is. It's fair to say that it may take a long, long time to begin to appreciate who this person. Because he walked amongst us, sometimes we think familiarity breeds contempt. We may not fully appreciate his super excellent qualities. But we get an idea. If the river Ganga is so special, what to speak of a person who didn't deliver the people residing along its bank, but he delivered people who do not reside in the holy land of Bharatavarsha. And in time to come, even in his physical absence, he'll continue to deliver everybody. Very powerful. So this is the arrangement of Krishna. This is his mercy. This is Krishna's mercy. This is his prasad. His prasad. Krishna is very kind. It's very merciful. In the story of Sudama Brahmana, when Sudama is coming back to his village and he's seeing his village is transformed, and there's a wonderful palace where used to be his humble hut. And he's reflecting. He said, I see no cause for this transformation other than the sweet kindness of my friend Lord Krishna. There was a wonderful play done like that in England. Very nice, very touching. That it depicts Sudama's realization of how kind Krishna is. Because apparently when he left Dwarka, he left penniless. He did not have any benefit, any gain after having seen Krishna. Of course, he was very blissful. Again, the palace is not the measure of Krishna's kindness, but it is an indication. One of the important things of spiritual life is to understand that there is God. What does that mean? It means that you are not alone. It also means you are not God. Right? Nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatyadesha tarine. There is God, but I am not alone and I am not God. So what does it mean? Everyone asks, what is the significance of it? The significance is this, that you do not have to struggle. Nityo nityanam, chetanas chetananam, eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. Somebody is providing all our needs. It is not your burden to provide your own needs. Somebody has already arranged. But we have to learn to appreciate. That's spiritual life. Somebody has made all arrangements, material and spiritual. The perfection of spiritual life is to become awakened to that person who has made all these arrangements. That's why in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna elaborates how he is making so many things possible in this material world. Because we are materially conditioned, he is giving a list of material things. I'm the ability in man. I'm the sun, the moon, the light. I am the taste of water. I am the purifying agent. He's trying to awaken us to these things are not accidental. They have not come by chance. That is, these kind of theories are a gross insult. If your mother has cooked nice food for you and you say, Oh, this is very interesting. The atoms today just accidentally made this nice preparation. That's an insult to your mother, who has spent time and devotion making all these preparations for you. Krishna has made all these arrangements, and the atheist is insulting. Mayavad bhashya shunile hoy sarvanash. This impersonalism, this denying the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a great offense. Such a person, Krishna says, who is unappreciative, ungrateful, I cast into the lower species of life in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So, it behooves us, not just a person in ISKCON, it behooves every person who has a human form of life to awaken to God realization. And to not do so is an offense. It's punishable. There is a consequence. So it is not, we are not being kind to Krishna by being his devotee. That is our duty. We must. Otherwise, we are punishable. And we are seeing this arrangement of the Lord is there, the laws of karma. They punish the living entity who refuses to be grateful and acknowledge the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we're getting this description through the mouth of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Very elaborate description. It defies our ability to comprehend, but it's nonetheless true. Our ability to comprehend is very limited, if not totally misleading. We should not be too proud of our own ideas. We should be humble. Real humility is not to go around with folded hands and bowed head. It is to accept the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trinad Api. When you have this humble attitude, then you can chant the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name with some feeling, with some realization. Because you have this understanding that yes, I will chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a wonderful, this hearing process, Sushru Shoshra Dadhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. This hearing allows you to have Vasudev Katha Ruchi, to have Ruchi in when you chant his name, when you perform devotional service, when you sweep the floor, you can do it with transcendental realization that I am doing this for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You feel privileged, you feel honored to be able to do some devotional service. So this humility is born of hearing. When you submissively hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of a bona fide pure devotee, then that realization, it becomes your spiritual asset. You gain. So this is why the deity of the Lord, the spiritual master, the Vaishnav, and the Ganga are not ordinary. Because they inspire a spiritual understanding in the living entity. They reawaken this dormant Krishna consciousness within everybody. So I just want to finish by emphasizing that this is not just for so-called devotees. Every person who has a human body in this existence, not an animal body, it's incumbent upon them, this it's necessary for them to advance their spiritual understanding. This is the purpose of human form of life. To say, I have struggled, I have provided for my family, is not in a sufficient goal of human life. That may be sufficient for animals, but not for human. Human must do beyond just meeting the needs of the body. And failing to do so, we will incur the consequences of a lower form of life for a long, long, long time. Until again, we come to this same place with the same opportunity to again advance our spiritual life. Therefore, every human should try to take advantage of this facility, this kindness of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, the Ganga, the deities, the devotees, the spiritual master, the holy name. So thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, then you can ask.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class. Such a nice analysis. And I had a little doubt on that. You said, I understand actually which, to what mean you said, like the deity is the mercy, means the prasad, and the Vaishnava is the prasad. I'm like trying to understand that the Krishna's prasad comes through the deities, and that deity is the expansion of Krishna. Is it like that, or means you mean like that?
Thank you. Thank you. The way to understand it is, I was mentioning the different varieties of Krishna's prasad, different varieties. They're not dependent on each other. Each is separate. The deity is Krishna's mercy. The devotees are Krishna's mercy. They may come together, they may not. For example, for the people in the West, their mercy was a pure devotee. But behind the pure devotee came everything. The deity, the prasadam to eat, the holy name, everything. So, in one sense, if you get the mercy in one form, you get all the other mercies also. If you get the mercy of the deity, you'll also be blessed with all the other varieties of mercies. If you get the mercy of the Ganga, you'll be blessed by all the other varieties of mercy. It's wonderful. In other words, you do not have to run to a different one all. If you get one completely, you will get all of them. Is that okay? Keep it on.
Hare Krishna. So that's like the association of devotee means Vaishnava means there will be Bhagavad Katha or the discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam or about bhakti.
Naturally. Kathyantascha maam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. There are always and we say about a devotee, vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu be eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo. We recognize this quality of a Vaishnava because he carries Krishna. So he will talk about Krishna. He will have Krishna katha. So everything is kind of, you get one, you get all of it. It's all packaged, you see. But we have to try to get one. Somewhere we should connect. Somehow. Yena kena para kena Krishna seva niveshaya. Somehow or other, Rupa Goswami says. But do it. Grab one. And that's our good fortune. Any other questions or comments?
Haribo, Haribo. Prabhu, I just wanted to ask about the material side, to do the needful on the material side of the Ganga. We understand and appreciate the spiritual side that you're talking about, but there needs to be balance for justice. I think Krishna really represents justice, which is balance.
What do you mean by the material side of the Ganga? I mean, I'm not clear.
Well, opposite of the spiritual side, the material side of healing the Ganga. I think this, we have to accept climate change. And what's happening, what the Ganga is doing more and more every year.
Okay.
And Jamuna.
I got your...
Do the needful. Find out what is actually the needful, the most needy thing, and do that.
You bring up a good point.
Create balance, which Krishna represents.
I'll answer now. I'll answer it. I'll answer your point. Your point is that what about the material, shall we say, abuse of the Ganga? Because it's neglected. Right, okay. So I'll address that. Now, as I mentioned, that Ganga is one of the mercy forms of the Lord. just like the deity. So just like the deity, you can serve the deity or you can also be disrespectful to the deity. You can be abusive, you can be offensive. In other words, every dealing with the deity is not necessarily good for you if it's not of the nature of worship, cleanliness, respect, realization. If you lack these things, then it's not deity worship, it's offense. So if you transpose that to the Ganga now, the Ganga should be cherished as the mercy of the Lord. You fail to do that, you will commit offense. Just like with the deity. Just like with the spiritual master. If you think he's an ordinary person, you commit offense. Vaishnav, if you think he is American, he's African, he's Indian, he's Bengali, and all, then you commit offense. So we have to be careful not to commit offense. So the Ganga is not the receptacle of our throwing away industrial refuse in there or human refuse. We have to understand this is a sacred river, and if I do not deal properly, instead of getting mercy, I will incur offense. And offenses are not helpful in spiritual life. Offenses should be avoided. Is that okay, Prabhuji? So I'm not going to go into climate change because I'll address that maybe another time. But I'm thinking that's a little diversion. But just insofar as the point of abusing the Ganga, it should be avoided by all means. Is that okay? Yeah. One day we. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your point, though. Any last question? Okay. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.